Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday, an applicable day. Every day is Turncoat fucking day. These fucking scum. It's also June the 7th, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 65 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. I'm looking for a high of 69 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And unseasonally, I mean, it's cool. It's not getting hot. And, it's creeped up on us again. We've got some rain in for the fucking weekend. I mean, what are the odds? I mean, yeah, there's weather manipulation, and it's being done by those silver fucking things you see up there at about 30,000 fucking feet spraying fucking out goddamn aluminum and barium and God knows what else. That's where your fucking weather change is coming from. That's why you're fucking that. It's all designed to fucking put you in the ground. Don't forget it. And you need to put the fuckers in the ground. They're trying to put you in the ground. It's just fucking the American way. Let's see what else we got here. DHS releases bulletin citing concerns of, quote, heightened threats and violent months ahead with Supreme Court ruling and midterms approaching. Now, why would that be? I mean, I know what they're going to talk about, the Supreme Court. Like, no, fuck you. You're looking for excuses because the people are fucking saying, fuck you, we have no redress. All we got is our fucking guns and we're going to have to use it, son of a bitches. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's just jump right into the first outrage. DHS releases bulletin citing concerns of, quote, heightened threats and violent months ahead. It's a Supreme Court decision. You see, it ain't that they're running a fucking muck. It ain't that they've declared a fucking corporate fucking dictatorship. It ain't that they've declared that they're going to join with the fucking world government in fucking violation of the people's fucking rights and the people's fucking goddamn authority. Nah, it ain't that. It's a Supreme Court decision on fucking birth control. I mean, on fucking abortions. That's what it is. That's what it is, guys. But, of course, all this will be mentioned in this article that, you know, the truth about, you know, shit. We know what's happening. These motherfuckers are run amok. They're not fucking doing what we told them. We're the goddamn boss, and they're going to fucking have to learn it the hard way. When we enforce the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, and we are the jurisdictional authority to do it. It is our right and it is our duty and we're going to fucking do it. You're going to fucking hang. You're going to be shot. Get ready for it. This is from Gateway Pundit and was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. On Tuesday, the Department of Homeland Security issued a bulletin warning of a, quote, heightened threat environment over the next several months, stating they will monitor the risk of domestic terrorism with the United States to promote acts of violence. And how can you take time to do that when you're over there fucking in the Ukraine? I thought it was the United States of Ukraine. All you got, only time you got for fucking the people here is to fucking try to spy on us and fuck with us. Fuck with us. Come on into the jungle. The goddamn gateway says fucking open. The United States remains in a heightened threat of environment as noted in the previous bulletin. And several recent attacks have heightened the dynamic and complex nature of the threat. No, certain red fucking flags that I don't even know fucking happen. You go out and you fucking get your MK Ultra, or you just get your fucking Mossad agents to shoot a fucking place up and then, and get yourself your fucking patsy and you play these fucking games. I mean, you can have mass shootings and how long? Well, all you gotta do is start fucking reporting them because there's gonna be mass shootings all over this goddamn country because you have pumped the fucking most vile, fucking most violent motherfuckers from Honduras, fucking Guatemala, El Salvador, China, from around the fucking world. You've pumped them in here. So there's going to be fucking violence. You can bet on it. And the violence is only going to uptick until we run them motherfuckers out and we run your fucking asses out and not out to the gallows. You go to the fucking gallows, you goddamn dirty motherfucking treasonous pieces of shit. I accuse you. I want my redress for my grievance, and my redress is your fucking goddamn ass hanging from a lamppost because you have committed high treason against we the people and our jurisdictional authority, period. And it can't be argued. You know it can't be argued, or you'd argue it. No, we'll just create some more agencies, some more of these non-governmental agencies, bring in some more Blackwater. Bring them on in! Let's get this fucking shit over with. Dynamic and complex nature of the threat environment. DHS said that the bulletin from the National Terrorism Advisory System, NATCA, out there, goddamn acronyms. We got more fucking acronyms in this country than we got goddamn Skittles. You notice that? NAPA, FBI, it all started out with Nazis and fucking, and the KGB and shit like that. We're almost Russia. Go in the goddamn stores, you'll think you're in the Soviet fucking Union. Can't get shit fucking transported in this country, my fucking ball sack. This is all fucking deliberate and it's all gonna fucking stop on, and it's gonna stop in a hard fucking way. You think you're gonna fuck with a few little people over here and you're gonna fuck with a few little people or you're gonna fuck with, no. And when it explodes, it's gonna fucking explode. You ain't gonna be able to get control of it like one of those fucking wildfires fueled by the goddamn, thermite that you made from dropping aluminum into the goddamn iron oxide on the ground. That's what it's going to be like. One of those fires that's making its own fucking wind. You ain't going to be able to stop it. And it's coming for you. And you can flee this fucking country. You can go any fucking where you want. We're coming for you. You're giving back everything you've stolen. And you're going to fucking pay the price. You're going to meet justice. You are going to get justice. Once and for fucking all. And your justice is going to be 13 fucking steps up a fucking gallows because you've committed high crimes and misdemeanors beyond belief. You've committed high treason against the people. You have joined with fucking foreign fucking kings against your own fucking people. You will fucking hang. You will be tried in the court of the common law of we the people, the highest authority in this land, and you will die. In the coming months, we expect the threat environment to become more dynamic as several high-profile events could be exploited. See, they're building this shit. This is building a fucking script, like a fucking scriptwriter on a fucking, you know, on one of these petty little fucking things they do on Broadway and all that shit. They're building a script here, people.
That's what I said too, Henry.
You goddamn right.
I said it's preparatory. You know, they're prepping people. That's all that they're doing. And the stupid sheeple, they be like, yeah, see, the government, they told us that, not knowing they the ones are behind the whole ordeal. Yep. All I can say is, you know, what false flags are they going to pull? Well, that's all I got to say. Just look out for a false flag.
False flag, that's what I was going to throw in there. That's what you're going to fucking see, more false flags. Because this whole menage of shit we've been watching is false. I really don't care if it's false flags. Like I said, I don't care if 100 people get fucking killed tomorrow in fucking Texas somewhere. It ain't got nothing to do with me, and it has nothing to do with my individual absolute unalienable fucking rights under the second article of the fucking Bill of Rights ratified December 15, 1789. You can't touch it. You can't touch me. I've done nothing. And if you did come at me, you'd have to come at me as a goddamn individual in the common law court, which you've gotten rid of all the common law courts. So there is no, it's tit for tat now, motherfuckers. That's what you're getting. I mean, I don't know how many of these shootings, I mean, like the guy who fucking, the one I saw, I can't remember. I was, you know, watching the video of the thing, and the camera was mainly on the gun. So the guy is shooting from the fucking hip so that they can show that AR-15 style rifle. That evil AR-15. And see, it's just doing it all by itself. It's attacking. And this guy's making all these fucking shots at fucking 60, 70 fucking yards that you're not going to make from the fucking hip. So I know it's bullshit, okay? In the coming months, we expect the threat environment to become more dynamic as several high-profile events could be exploited to justify acts of violence against a range of possible targets, said the DHS. How could there be such chaos in the land of the free and the home of the brave? If the fucking goddamn Bill of Rights is fucking functional and our autonomy is fucking functional, we have redress for our grievance through our common law courts, right? We don't have to get out the fucking guns to get fucking goddamn justice. But you took the fucking common law courts in violation of the fucking ninth article. You are fucking criminal motherfuckers. And you're going to fucking pay the price of a fucking criminal. You're simply fucking goddamn mafia. And you think the people won't take your fucking mafia on? Think again. You know, that's how you got the fucking FBI armed, wasn't it? The government was never supposed to have any arms in its agencies, especially its contracted fucking agencies. You think we're stupid? And you make me feel fucking sick thinking that you think that we're that fucking dumb. DHS noted potential targets of such violent acts, including public gatherings, faith-based institutions, schools, racial and religious minorities, government facilities, and personnel, U.S. Critical infrastructure, the media, and perceived ideological opponents. What's an ideological opponent? Well, that would be us, guys. Because, see, we're preaching the Bill of fucking Rights here. We're preaching the fucking law of this goddamn land, which is the law of this land, which they are in gross violation of, in violation of to the point of fucking treason and sedition. And they have fucking declared war against our fucking Bill of Rights, against our law, against our autonomy, against our freedom, against our fucking liberty. And we have the right to make war on them. We have the right to enforce that law. That's what's fucking killing you, isn't it, you old propagandist pieces of shit? Because we can come on here, we can show you the fucking law you're breaking. You try to get up and step up and tell us that you fucking are above that fucking law. That we don't have any goddamn rights. Step up and say it, you son of a bitch. That's what they're doing when they tell you, oh, we're going to take your guns. Get to fucking doing it. I mean, you are the mouthiest motherfuckers I've ever seen in my whole fucking life. We're gonna. No, you ain't gonna do shit. What you're gonna do is stay home and fucking hide. What you're gonna do is head for your spider hole. Because when you ignite this motherfucker, you ain't gonna fucking believe it. And it's gonna be coming for you. And every bit of anxiety and fucking bad feelings that we've had to feel for all these fucking years are coming for you. You and yours. There will be nothing to stop us. You talk about that goddamn military like if you fucking have a well-oiled machine, they'll do exactly what you tell them. A lot of them, when you tell them, they're going to put a bullet right through your fucking treasonous fucking head. Because they did join up to fucking defend freedom and liberty. And the words of the Bill of Rights are fucking spreading across this country like wildfire. Because everybody wants to know how this can be done to them. Well, they have to violate the law to do it. That's how. And you do have the right to enforce the fucking law. In fact, you have the responsibility to enforce the law in spite. And it don't, this is the goddamn thing was the militias and stuff weren't made up for, you know, they try to act like it was, defend the state, defend the people against the fucking state. You think it ain't fucking so? You can go to Tenchcoch here, which we've read this 10,000 fucking times, as civil rulers not having their duty, this is why we have guns. As civil rulers not having their duty to the people duly before them may attempt to tyrannize, as they are tyrannizing the hell out of us, they are fucking taking on fucking just making declarations of fucking authority they do not fucking have that grossly violates our fucking supreme, superior, absolute fucking unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791. And as the military forces which must be occasionally raised to defend our country might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, the people are confirmed by the next article in their right to keep and bear their private fucking arms. What for? In case they civil rulers, having their duty duly before the people, before them, attempt to tyrannize. And the finding says the militia, who are in fact the effective part of the fucking people at large, that is the unregulated militia, that's you and me, that's every fucking one of us, will form a powerful check upon the regular troops. That's why they want your fucking gun. But the fucking murdering son of a bitch in goddamn Blackwater, USA, and these are goddamn corporate motherfuckers. They no different than a Walmart employee. That badge they're wearing is a fucking union badge. And they're being, they have a license to fucking kill you. You think your fucking Bill of Rights isn't being stomped on, shit on, pissed on? You better stand up and fucking clean it off and fucking put it up high and fucking defend that son of a bitch to the last fucking bullet. Schools, racial. Henry, go ahead. Sorry.
I saw a couple of police chiefs on the stupid box today. They both were four-star generals.
They're corporals. They're but there's no standing army in this country. There was never supposed to be no goddamn. They were government was never supposed to have any policing powers over the people. We're autonomous. That means we are self-ruling. Oh, self-ruling means you get to vote. That's what they'll fight fucking tell you. Self-ruling means you get to go vote for which one of us will be your fucking ruler. Fuck you. I vote that we fucking hang your fucking ass. How about that's my vote? Because you are a treasonous piece of shit. You think you can enslave me? I want to hang you. That's how it works. But you're absolutely correct. DHS noted potential targets of such violence, including public gatherings. Yeah, we did that. Threat actors, listen to this, guys. Threat actors have recently mobilized to violence due to factors such as personal grievances. I wonder what the personal grievances could be. I mean, I think that there are people out there that are fucking fighting for the Bill of fucking Rights, but they can't say that they attack somebody because of the Bill of Rights. Even if they did take that fucking nail and that hammer and nail that son of a bitch to the head of the traitor that they fucking killed, they would take it off and you'd never hear about it. But if things are going to get fucking escalated as you try fucking, the harder you squeeze, tyrant, the more escalated it's going to get, the more that are going to slip through your fingers. And don't tell me you fucking have a majority of people behind your ass, you lying slime. You're the slime on the bottom of a goddamn slug. How about that? Grievances, reactions to current events. Reactions to current events. Yeah, I can see that. You fucking make a current event, you come and try to take some fucking guns. Why don't you come out into the fucking jungle and do it, son of a bitch? This shit, all this shit's gonna happen simultaneously, and it'll be like a fucking, like I said, it'll explode like a fucking powder keg. Cause that's what you got out here. A powder keg. People are sick of your fucking asses. We're sick of your theft. We're sick of your fucking goddamn pretending that you fucking rule us. You do not. We are autonomous people. We are self-ruling. You were supposed to be, if you just believed. I mean, that's why those Federalist Papers were out there your whole fucking life. You never could get the Anti-Federalist Papers. Oh, this is the way it's supposed to be. No, it ain't. And everything we're experiencing right now, the Anti-Federalists wrote in the Anti-Federalist Papers. This is what they intend to do with this power that they're wanting to take. And it is a take because it was never ratified by we the people. They do not rule with the consent of the fucking people. They never have. Current events and adherence to violent extremist ideologies. What's a violent extremist ideology? Is that the Bill of Rights? Why don't you put the Bill of Rights there, you fucking cunt? Because I'm going to sit here and I'm going to fucking tell you how I can fucking hang you six ways to Sunday with that fucking Bill of Rights, which is the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of this fucking land. Take your administrative admiralty and get the fucking swimming while you fucking can. Because the law of this land is going to be enforced by the people of this fucking land. You got it? We'll be doing so under our jurisdictional authority to do so. And we will be doing it with the second article because the common law courts you have unlawfully removed through your fucking fraud that has been ongoing since Vic and Abraham Lincoln declared goddamn martial law all those fucking years ago without fucking the authority to do so and in violation of the Bill of Rights. And not to mention the goddamn slavery that went on under the Bill of fucking Rights not being enforced. It's going to be enforced this time, you son of a bitches. You think you're an aristocrat? You think you got it fucking made? We'll fucking see about that. You're fucking, you hear, I mean, you're making yourself the main fucking target. You got the shit we need. Grievances, reactions, what says, personal grievances. See, that's, you know, that first article guarantees us the right to fucking redress for our grievances, doesn't it? But every fucking thing, I'm going to read some more articles here in a minute. It's going to show that, you know, the, oh, well, the Star Chamber judge just said no. Although they just write no, just write no. They just stamp it no. When they do not have the authority. It has to go through. If you did your fucking paperwork and you wrote, signed your name to that affidavit, it has to go. No fucking judge has the authority to stop it. And there is no, and these are not fucking goddamn common law fucking judges. These are goddamn, corporate fucking judges appointed by the corporation for the fucking corporation so that they can try to force this New World Order bullshit on us. We will kill your blue helmeted asses as fast as you fucking show up. Reaction to current events and adherence to violent extremist ideologies, including racially or ethnically motivated and anti-government, anti-authority, violent extremists. Anti-government, I'm anti-fucking corporate, United States corporation, motherfucker. I'm pro-fucking the autonomy government that is contained in the fucking unalienable law December 15, 1791. I want that law enforced so fucking bad I can taste it. And it is the highest law of this land. You can't speak against it, can you? You can't point at us and say, there's those fucking radicals, because it'd be like pointing at Patrick Henry or fucking Nathan Hale or any of the fucking patriots that fucking showed up at fucking Lexington and Concord and saying, there's the radicals. They want to keep their guns. They want to keep their fucking property. They don't want to be slaves to our king. They don't want to bend a fucking knee. They don't want to bend a knee to a guy sitting in his own fucking shit, drinking fucking the finest wine from his fucking golden goblet as he's shit running down his fucking face, because that's what them cocksuckers were. That's what they always were, with a goddamn bishop standing beside him. This is what God has ordained. Well, then God had better take a second look at it, don't you fucking think? Anti-government, anti-authority, violent. What authority? What, is it anti-authority to tell you I want to see your goddamn authority? I want to see your goddamn common law fucking authority. I want to see the court order from a fucking common law court, which is the only goddamn jurisdiction that can be had over me as an individual, free, sovereign, national. I want to fucking see it. You can't fucking show it. I demand to fucking see it. You go for your fucking gun, I go for my fucking gun, and we settle it right fucking there. That's where we're at in this fucking game. You want to fucking play it? You fucking people out there that are getting to wear these little stars on your fucking shirt like you're a goddamn combat soldier. I'm a corporal. I'm a fucking captain. Really? You'll be a dead corporal. You'll be a dead fucking captain. There can be no standing fucking corporate army on this goddamn land, you son of a bitch. You motherfuckers are in gross violation of the highest law of this fucking land, the law of we the fucking people, ratified December 15, 1791, by we the people, not by a bunch of your fucking cronies like your phony-ass constitution, never fucking acquiesced to by the people. You've never fucking did anything within the constitution with the people's consent. You can't say you have it because you've never had it. It's never existed, just like this UN bullshit you're trying to build right now. It don't fucking exist. Try fucking pushing it on us. It ain't going to be like that federal bullshit. There are too many people that have been pushed too fucking far. You're at the edge of the fucking jungle. Come on in! Authority violent extremists, DHS continued. We continue to assess that the primary threat of mass casualty violence in the United States stems from lone offenders and small groups motivated by a range of ideological beliefs and or personal grievances. Hey, mine is the fucking Bill of Rights. I want you to fucking address my fucking grievance for the violations of the Bill of Rights. Address it in any goddamn article, you fucking pricks. Because of those grievances, because of your fucking goddamn lawlessness, because of the criminal fucking activity you have participated in, because you are a fucking fraud from the fucking get-go, you fucking can't answer it. That's why you don't answer. You know, keep your mouth shut. I claim my, what the fuck? My sovereign immunity. I claim my sovereign immunity. Are you motherfucker? You can claim it all the fucking day long. We got the goddamn paper on you. We got your fucking signatures. Claim your sovereignty. You will see if you will see if you get it when a fucking American national files in his individual capacity against you in your individual capacity, and you go into a common law court where you don't have no fucking immunity, motherfucker. As long as the fucking law is being followed, you got to go with it. And when it says when that jurist. Foreman of that jury stands up and says, you're to be hung by that lamppost out in front of that courthouse. Your fucking ass is hung. Nothing you can do about it. Personal grievances. We were not supposed to have personal grievances here. We're supposed to be able to settle those, aren't we? Well, if we had our common law, we most certainly could, peaceably. But you'd be removed that. You've left us with our fucking, our last fucking goddamn resort is our second article. That's why it was put there. And Mr. Tench Koch, he fucking put it clearly as he could fucking put it. It was to fucking, to rip the fuck out of and remove any tyrannical government that popped up. And you most certainly popped up right out of the goddamn Zion fucking empire across the ocean. You motherfuckers. You are not our rulers. Get that through your fucking head. You can be our combatants, but you ain't never gonna be our fucking rulers. I will never fucking bend a knee to you. The bulletin said, DHS pointed to events such as the mass shooting in Buffalo, New York. Oh yeah, that was it. That was it. That was one of them things that, you know, that had to do with something. It had to do with something. Well, they'll decide what it had to do. I don't really give a fuck. I do not give a fuck about them people shot in Buffalo, New York. I didn't fucking shoot them. I wasn't even in the fucking state. I wasn't even on that side of the goddamn continent. But you fucking, oh, that's a good reason to take Henry's gun over there. North. You want to fucking try it, motherfucker? You want to try a non-judicial fucking move? You want to try a fucking coup? Bring it on. We will squash you. We will blow your asses up. We will fucking destroy you, you son of a bitches. Buffalo, New York, as part of its reasoning for updated, for the updated bulletin. It also referred to May, shooting attack in Laguna Woods, California, that targeted congregants of a church. And you see that church fucking shit. They're going to keep any fucking thing, anything that they can put here or there from any fucking angle, anything they can shove, any paper they can get, anything they can get in there. Keep you from seeing that fucking Bill of Rights that's right in front of your fucking face. Look at this bullshit right here. I got bullshit for you to fucking look at. Don't look at that fucking Bill of Rights. Don't enforce that, son of a bitch, or we're finished. You're finished! The bulletin from the DHS repeated previous concerns that individuals both for and against abortion. Oh yeah, that's what it's gonna be. That's why we fought this war so many times over the fucking years. Have advocated for violence against the government. Oh, what government? Are you talking about the fucking Title 18 definition? I think it's Definition 15. I'm not sure. Now I've done it a while. Definition 15, corporate United States of America. Is that the government you're talking about? And I'm going to tell you guys the fucking this fucking abortion shit. It cannot be a law. Every fucking case is individual within the common law. The jurisdiction is individual. You can't have your blanket fucking law that fucking abides by your fucking interpretation of your book. Sorry! But each person has a right to a trial to by a jury of their fucking peers on the issue, on that issue. I don't care what happened 10 miles away. I don't care what happened in another fucking state. You cannot lay down a fucking condition to get to the people. The government does not, there's never been a government. But you aristocrats have never had the fucking authority. And all you fucking fanatics out there, you've never had the authority. And by God, you know it. Oh, a blanket fucking law, huh? That defies the whole idea of the fucking goddamn common law, doesn't it? It's not a guy, if you did it, then you're guilty because that's what the law, no, you can't pass laws like that. You can pass policies like that all day long, but they will not cut the mustard. They will be kicked out. You can't bring them in the common law court. The common law court has to be fucking put into motion by a single fucking person making a single fucking filing against another fucking person or persons. That's the only fucking way. And you can't say, well, they violated code 55556. If there ain't no fuck your code 55556, shove it up your fucking ass. What are you alleging, asshole? You allege it, and if it's you're trying to allege a crime, then it goes to the fucking people's grand jury. The people's grand jury says, shove it up your ass. I guess it don't exist in that goddamn jurisdiction, does it? Or if the people or the coroner or the fucking sheriff, they find that there be a possible murder, that they consider a murder, they can bring the fucking charges, but it will be the fucking jury and it will be the people who decide the fucking issue. You're not going to have a blanket. You're going to do what I say by my book fucking bullshit fucking law. You got it? We'll kill you for that, because that is a violation of the fucking right to a goddamn individual trial on every fucking issue. Fuck you and your case law. Fuck you and your goddamn statutes. You have no fucking effect on me. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national. The only way you can get me into fucking court is as an individual, and you better have a goddamn good reason, and it better not be to try to enact some fucking law across the country, the same fucking standard across the country. That is not being judged by one's fucking goddamn peers in a fucking common law court, is it? See, that's another reason we're having such a problem with this shit, getting everybody on the same fucking page. Well, if we do that, then people are going to claim that they have to have a trial for every abortion. You goddamn right they do. Any crime alleged has a separate fucking trial. No fucking case law. You're judged by your fucking peers right there in that jurisdiction where the claim is made. That's what the law says, and you're going to obey it too, you motherfuckers, or we'll put your asses in the ground. We'll be right back.
Take your brain. It's time to go. You don't have long to go. Remember me. Remember me. Cause I'm the one made you see. Remember.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shive via Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:42 Pacific Time, and that was Ogjaw. Get some. I wish somebody would. Anyway, when we went space and out of here, you know, we were talking about the abortion thing. See, these fuckers, when they allow that, that is an exception to the rule that you have to have an individual filing from an individual. The state's gonna charge you. How's the state gonna charge you if the state has a jurisdictional authority, which they cannot have? So you're over one issue that fucking, it isn't really none of your goddamn business unless you happen to be one of the participants in the act. I mean, you trade all our goddamn fucking freedoms and liberties just so you, I'm doing the right thing. I know I am. I read the Bible. You know, if there's a fucking murder, I mean, if say there's a fetus found in the ninth trimester and it was determined by the coroner that, the baby was killed after it came out of the womb. Well, then the sheriff would step in and the sheriff would fucking make the charge of murder. I mean, he'd investigate it. He'd get the informations together. And if he could make a charge of murder, he would take that charge to the fucking common law jury, grand jury. The common law grand jury would further investigate until if there was someone to charge. If they found the person and they decided to charge him, they would charge him. If they didn't, they wouldn't. There'd either be a fucking true bill or there wouldn't. And that would be the end of it or the beginning of the fucking trial. In every instance, you have that goddamn right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you fucking religious freaks out there. Don't get your fucking way on a nationwide fucking goddamn unlawful fucking piece of fucking legislation or goddamn statute. You see, we don't live by statute, son of a bitch. We live by law. And the law is there to protect every fucking buddy. If everybody would see, instead of being smart enough to fucking go and challenge shit like this in a fucking common law court, which you have the fucking right to do if you are a participant. If not, it's none of your goddamn business. You have a problem in this country. You got people out there that think that other people's business is their fucking business. Well, it ain't. You want to stop goddamn fucking abortion in this country? Make this fucking some kind of place where somebody would want to raise a child. You turned the people into fucking animals and then look down on them like animals because what you've done. You've allowed it. Everything you bitch about, everything you moan about, you have allowed it. Anyway, here we are. U.S. men's national team wear orange armbands to support tighter gun control. This is from BBC. It was sent by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The United States men's national team wore orange armbands in support of tighter gun control during Sunday's 0-0 draw with Uruguay. Well, then I guess you fucking marked yourself as a goddamn traitor because you are advocating for the overthrow of the fucking law that makes this fucking country. You're advocating for a fucking overthrow. That makes you fucking, those armbands are markers for fucking goddamn to be put up against the wall. You are fucking violating the law. You don't like the fucking law, get the fuck out of this country. Let's go on a little bit. It came after the team sent a letter to Congress calling for, quote, stronger gun laws following several mass shootings in the country in recent weeks. The United States House of Representatives is expected to vote on gun control legislation in the coming days. Vote all you fucking want. Sign it. And get the fucking doing it. You are in gross violation. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, this is the same playbook. This is the same shit they did on Obama, if you think about it. They're using all the sports teams. This is the same shit. They have the same playbook when it comes to everything. Same shit with the Black Lives Matter. I mean, all this crap, man. I mean, it's the same playbook. Now, I mean, even like with the NBA team, they're doing it now with the with the gun grab, to my end gun violence. If you don't like how this country was founded, move your ass to China.
There
get
you go.
Gone real quick. Get gone.
And then you're in your paradise. There's your goddamn communist utopia. Bye. But we're going to live like we've always fucking lived, and we're going to enforce our fucking law that says we can, because we put that fucking law in place. Now, as for these guys, what is this, a handful of fucking queers? Like, I give a shit what these fucking punks think? Bring your fucking orange armband over to my fucking house and take my gun from me, punk bitch motherfucking. What you're wanting is somebody else to do it, aren't you? I'm a celebrity because I run around and kick a ball. You ain't shit. You ain't nothing. Okay, and they sent a letter to Congress. Oh, did you really? You fucking little scum-sucking faggots. It came after they sent a letter to Congress calling for stronger gun laws following several mass shootings. Fuck you, and fuck you again. Now, you ain't can't touch the fucking second article. You try to, you get your fucking ass shot down like the dog you fucking are. You punk motherfuckers. You ain't, go put your fucking web gear on and bring it on, motherfucker. Step into the jungle. I fucking dare you. The House of Representatives is expected to vote on gun control legislation. Fucking, that is treason. By definition of the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, this is goddamn fucking treason. Voting on laws, voting on fucking goddamn legislation that violates the fucking supreme law of this fucking land. To even speak it is fucking treason. You son of a bitch. You're trying to overthrow the fucking goddamn United States fucking the people. You're trying to overthrow our jurisdictional authority so you can make us one world citizens. And you won't bring up that fucking Bill of Rights, will you? Because that belongs to each and every individual one of us. And every one of us has a right to kill your fucking ass to fucking defend it. In the letter signed...
So, yeah, we have the second article, so there's no fucking discussion. It's end of discussion.
Right. Hello.
But when I talk to people about this, it's like, let's say we don't have that second article. Would you let another man tell you what you can and can't do to defend yourself and your family? No, you fucking wouldn't. But you also have the article and the Bill of Rights behind you. So what is the fucking conversation?
Exactly. There is no fucking conversation. The law says, well, it's just like the fifth article. No person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. And the due process of the law is pretty well, it is lined out in absolute terms in that fucking Bill of Rights. But you have these fucking cops pulling people over on the side of the road, sticking their fucking hands inside women and searching them and taking their goddamn money and shit. And no charges and no fucking due process of the law whatsoever. Road fucking bandits. Galore. And they get caught fucking doing this. And what do they say? Well, we can't stop this unlawful fucking activity, this goddamn treason, this sedition, because we need the money so we can give it to fucking Ukraine. My God, people. They can't do this shit. Right here, these people, everybody that signs on this legislation is signing their fucking death warrant because you are fucking committing high treason and fucking sedition against the people and our fucking law of December 15, 1791. Unalienable law. Unalienable law. You can't fucking break it. You break it, you break the fucking, you break, you commit treason. You break the goddamn, the fucking covenant of this fucking country. You are a traitor. And you will be treated as a goddamn traitor. So go ahead and sign it, you son of a bitch. Because you think that your goddamn little fucking cunts out there with their goddamn stars and stuff is going to be enough to whoop us your clear out of your fucking mind. And I think you know it. You think you can start little fucking little things and keep them under control. It's like these goddamn out here starting fucking controlled burns in extreme fire conditions. We can keep this under control. We didn't know you didn't keep it under control. And what happened when it got loose? What's going to happen when this gets loose, you son of a bitch? Do you got your plane ticket? Where are you going? It don't matter. Because when we take this son of a bitch back, we're hunting every fucking one of you down. You signed on to goddamn treason. You fucking will hang for that treason. Make sure you understand that. Get in there and vote. Get in there and sign your fucking name to that treason. And they're signing your name to your fucking death warrant because you are fucking committing high crimes and misdemeanors. You're committing treason and sedition against the people. And against the people's absolute unalienable fucking unalienable law of December 15, 1791, the highest only fucking law in this goddamn land. And you fucking know it. You are doing so with malice and forethought. And you will fucking be killed for it. In the letter signed by players and staff, the team implored Congress to, quote, stand with the majority of Americans who support stronger gun laws. Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to correct you there, little faggot fucking team or whatever. Whatever you guys play, what are you, tiddlywinks or whatever the fuck do you play? I'm going to have to correct you there because, you know, I made like 6 or 7 phone calls this over the weekend. And I talked to different people, and I'm telling you right now, the fucking mass majority of the people are totally against any further violation of their fucking rights, especially the second article. And they are against any legislation. They are calling the people treasonous who fucking support such legislation. And you're treasonous. Put that orange fucking armband on. Show yourself. You need to show yourself more and more every day. Then we know who you are. You think that you're going to get away with this shit? You're fucking wrong. But I'm sorry, you cannot say that the majority of Americans, because I already have that. I checked it out. The vast majority fucking do not support, they do not support any violations of the fucking second article, which says shall not be infringed, period. In fact, they want the fucking violations that have been put on the fucking second article removed. They want the corporation removed. They want the fucking unlawful fucking statutes removed. We want your asses the fuck out of here, and out of our public offices and in our fucking public jails, where we're going to try you and where we're going to stretch your fucking necks for the goddamn treason you have signed your name to. And you know it's treason when you fucking do it. Because when you get in a tight spot, like old Nancy Pelosi, you scream sovereign immunity, don't you? Hey, you can't get me. There's no court. I'm a sovereign. I know what that means. And then see, this is like some big secret. This is what they've been doing this shit under. I won't tell on you if you don't tell on me, if we don't tell on you. And really, nobody can get us because we got rid of the only fucking courts that can fucking prosecute our fucking criminal asses. Well, we can put those courts right back into fucking operation. We are the people. We can fucking create a fucking Bill of Rights. We can sure as hell create the fucking common law court system once again. With the jurisdictions like they're supposed to be. Not one just great big fucking district within the district within a district within the District of Columbia. Fuck you and your administrative admiralty, and it is administrative admiralty, period. It is goddamn Star Chamber fucking courts. As athletes who have the privilege of traveling the globe representing your greatest country in the world, we are often asked how in a place like the United States there can be such horrific gun violence. You know what, you motherfucker? Why don't you stay in one of them fucking places? You like these fucking places where they have fucking this draconian gun control? Fucking stay there! Don't come back here where we fucking have guns. We're the people fucking where it's a part of our fucking, it's a part of our goddamn heritage. It's in our fucking blood. It ain't going no goddamn where. You can bet on that. But why don't you fucking stay there? You want all this fucking shit, and the rest of the whole world is this shit, and we're fighting because we do not want this shit. We want our autonomy. We want to be fucking in control of ourselves, of our lives, of our destiny, of our fucking will. Just leave. You can't do that though, can ya? Because that's not what you're really after. It's never is no more than, oh, remember they just wanted you just, if they just registered the gun, that's all we want. We'll never ask for nothing else. Honest to God, we won't. Just register the gun, make them fill out the form. And then it was, just do a background check. And this is all we want. To say. Write down like they did in England, write down to your fucking spoon. You'll turn your spoon in like you're in fucking jail at the end of the fucking day because you might make something sharp out of it and poke one of the king's men. How stupid do you think we are? And you little faggot motherfuckers on your fucking little faggot team, you're gonna hang. You fucking have showed yourself. You have fucking showed yourself. You've signed your name to fucking treason. And you can't unsign your fucking name to that motherfucker. And when this shit goes down, you sit there and go, oh shit, man, it's going on. You better run as fast as you can. You'll be low down on the totem pole for people we want to get for sure, but by God, you'll be on there. You'll be on the list. You and your orange fucking armband. In fact, if you're going to wear your armband this weekend, I guess I'll wear my pistol.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
They won't even let you have body armor.
They won't let us. I don't like that. No, we're allowing them to keep us from having body armor. We have to say it the right way, Charlie, because we can have body goddamn armor if we want it. And put it just like they tell you, you can't have that gun, come get the son of a bitch. And you'll see that I got it for a fucking purpose. And that purpose is that you ain't taking it. People just have to have the right, have to get it through their goddamn, you have to get it through your head. As an individual, you are going to have to do it as an individual. This is the fallback that the fucking people who wrote the fucking Bill of Rights, this is the fallback. This is the worst case scenario they could imagine. And if nothing else, all, go ahead, sorry.
Have they passed that yet about their body armor?
I don't have a clue. I wouldn't care if they did.
They've been trying to get rid of it. They've been trying to get rid of it about for the last couple of years, actually.
Well, think about that.
Right during 2020, they were trying to get rid of it.
But they're trying to get rid of it for who? Us or them? No.
Oh, for us. And they were trying to tell us we couldn't have it about the beginning of 2020. They were trying it back then, right before this fake ass pandemic hit.
Now, what in the world could you possibly have in a world where you're claiming that there's just goddamn shooting violence everywhere with somebody putting on a vest that would stop a fucking bullet and save their life? Why would you have a problem with that? And why would you want it to be for the people and not for your fucking goddamn corporate enforcers?
Well, we know why, because they don't want us to protect ourselves when the battle starts. That's all that it is. They're trying to make us as weak as possible.
Yeah,
they're trying
to
make us as armless as possible so we can be easy targets. That's all they're trying to do. You know, they don't like that. Hey, you know, you have a 100-round drum, you know, a 75-round drum. You know, they don't like all that.
Oh, I know they don't. And then, you know, that's another thing when they talk about, the mass majority with the majority of Americans who support stronger guns. Is that why we're still breaking records every fucking month in gun sales? Because a majority of the fucking Americans want this shit? Is that why? Is that why you can't fucking stop the fucking records from being broke? They can't even get bullets for them and they're buying them. They're buying guns like they're going out of fucking style because they fucking know what's coming. Everybody's going to have a gun in this son of a bitch in country. Maybe that's what they really fucking want. And then they'll try the multiculturalism to turn us against one another. But so long as it's American nationals, and it don't matter what goddamn color you are, it doesn't matter what your fucking religion is, it's all that, we put all that shit aside. And we come together under that 10 articles of fucking law that belongs to us, that we are to support. We come together under that and fucking respect each other under that and fight this fucking war. Then if you want to fight over something else, I'll fight you. But until we get that, until we have that Bill of Rights, we don't have the right to even disagree. That's what you people don't get through your goddamn head. Under the 14th Amendment, you do not have the right to disagree with me. Your fucking sovereign can disagree with my fucking sovereign. That's the way they look at it. Only I'm not a goddamn fucking, I'm not a subject. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national, and I tell you motherfuckers out there, you dirty cocksuckers, I know who you are, I know what you are, I'm gonna scream it to the fucking world, you can kill me, I don't give a fuck, I'll go down fucking fighting every inch of the fucking way. And when this goddamn thing explodes, you're gonna look back and you're gonna go, oh shit, why did we push it so far, it's always the way of the tyrant. You'll be looking back with the fucking regret. God damn, we were stealing them blind. I mean, we were piling up wealth and stuff, and they weren't even getting us, and we pushed it, and we kept fucking, we went and fucked with people who were fucking trying to stay back away, so they weren't fucking, we went fucked with everybody until they got so fucking pissed they wiped us out. Now we're all gonna die. And you will have done it to yourself, you stupid, fucking, ignorant son of a bitches, but history repeats itself. You have failed to learn from history, motherfuckers. You smart son of a bitches over there in the Silicon Valley. You geniuses. You robber barons with all the money given to you by the CIA and the fucking Mossad. You better go back and look at fucking history because you're fixing to repeat it. You're fixing to repeat what Mussolini and his old lady got. You're going to be hanging from a goddamn fucking goddamn poles being beat with fucking goddamn sticks. Your dead fucking bodies. That's how fucking pissed off the people in this country are. Anyways, guys, we made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, I mean, just keep, I mean, like the shit, like when they tell you something, the majority of Americans, you mean the majority out there fucking buying every fucking gun that isn't nailed down? Is that the majority you're talking about, you phony little faggot motherfuckers? I don't see what a men's national team. This must be soccer or some kind of shit with a 0-0 score. But you are both zeros. And you've also fucking signed your name onto treason. So when the trials do come, you will get your chance. You can get up there. You can explain why you fucking went against the fucking goddamn founding documents of this country, why you committed sedition, why you committed treason, and why you shouldn't be hung out in front of that fucking courthouse. And that is the word from the trenches.